Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. We all enjoy a good celebration, don't we? Birthdays, anniversaries, and other days have special significance to all, while Christmas and Easter are even more distinct for those of us who have believed the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, there are seven holidays or feasts that held a very great significance to the Israelite community. And now, over the next few months, it is my intention to enjoy with you the meanings of these feasts. Hopefully, we can become better acquainted with their historical significance and the prophetic implications of each one. And of course, we may also examine how each of the festivals speak of our Lord Jesus Christ and of his ways. These feasts, as noted in Colossians 2, verse 17, are a shadow of things to come. In Scripture, seven is the number of finality or completeness, and it is always associated with the work of God. Genesis 2, verse 1 to 3 record that God rested on the seventh day, as his work of creation was complete. This day of the week is brought before us also in Leviticus 23, preceding the series of the seven festivals or feasts of the Lord. We'll start, therefore, by talking about the Sabbath day. The first Sabbath of creation was broken by Adam's fall, and God had to start a new work. This is why the Lord Jesus could explain, "My Father works hitherto, and I work," John 5, verse 17. Then, also as noted in Exodus 20, verse 11, a second Sabbath was associated with the deliverance of God's people from slavery in Egypt. But again, in disobedience and slavery to sin, the seventh day was not kept by Israel, as noted in Ezekiel 20, verse 16, where it says, "They despised my judgments, and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths." Therefore, the scene had to be made for the calendar of festivals given by God to provide a panoramic view of his work to transform a creation spoiled by sin into a new one created through redemption. This mighty work of God is revealed in the teaching and application of the prophetical lessons of Leviticus 23 and its seven feasts. As we look at these festivals on my next visits with you every second Tuesday of the month, we may first be reminded of a very wonderful truth. Whenever sin and disobedience destroyed something made in a pure creation, God acted to set things right, but on a better and higher plane through the person and work of the Lord Jesus. As an example, our Lord created Adam in his image to live on the earth where God would commune with him in the cool of the evening. But Adam's sin destroyed this relationship. However, the Lord Jesus came to live as the God-man, die for sinners, and do more through his resurrection than just restore the human race. He made it possible to have redeemed sinners exalted to a higher position, with a relationship with himself as sons of God and living in the abode he has prepared for us in heaven. May we and magnify his name. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.